Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Are you ready? Here we go.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two of the big show starts now. Live from Twin Peaks, I-10 Kirkwood, Barry and Joel here. Tyler by our side, Nick back at the station. So appreciate having you on a Monday on your busy day, whatever you may be doing, listening to ESPN 97.5. Always grateful for that.
Hey, can I just say something real quick about the food here?
Yep.
I got the dry rub wings.
Were those wings or balls?
They were wings, pal.
Well, they were round.
They were boneless.
Okay.
Man, those were the bomb.
Okay.
Normally, like, I get the, you know, ranch, and I can't do any of that stuff. So I could only have the chicken, and I can't have sauce. So I can't have, like, fats and sauces, avocados, bananas, right? On this diet thing I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't eat any of that. That's how good they were. Just boneless chicken wings with the dry rub. Outstanding. I got the spicy Cajun.
That's awesome.
Highly recommend that if you're coming down here. Get the spicy Cajun boneless wings with the dry rub. You will not be sorry. I promise you that. Tyler, I see you looking at the menu. Get it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to order something here in a little bit too.
Yeah, man.
Probably so I can take it on the way out. But you know, I've been telling you guys about it for a long time. The fact that everything's made from scratch in the kitchen makes every bit of food so much better.
Yep.
And like I said, in the sign right now, 26.6 degrees on the tap beer.
Chili. They got the World Cup games on.
Yep.
They'll have the CONCACAF Gold Cup games tonight.
You did what to your calf?
The CONCACAF.
Oh, yeah.
I said it right.
You did. I'm just saying.
Okay.
That's always kind of a
Neon Bikini? Is that what it's called?
Neon Bikini Week.
Yeah.
It's not neon, but it's a bikini in front of us.
Get out here.
Drink
specials and all that. Get out here. Come on.
Now, Free agency in the NBA starts midnight Saturday night.
All right.
Okay. It could not get here soon enough, simply because I am tired of everybody being CSI Houston. The other day, they were tweeting about the fact Jimmy Butler is posting pictures from the Be Someone sign as he's heading into downtown. I bet he's going to Toyota Center. And I finally went, no, Jimmy lives here in the offseason and he works out at the Mets.
Yeah,
slow down. Okay. So now they've taken it to where people are saying, and putting it out there, Rocket CEO Tad Brown started following Jimmy Butler on Twitter. Just saying. It's like,
How about Kawhi buying moving boxes? Yeah, that's because he doesn't live there in the offseason.
Right.
He's got to pack his crap and get out. That's what most NBA players do. They don't necessarily live or they have a second home
they
somewhere
have
else
several
in
residences.
Their home city.
Yes.
They don't live in the city they play. I mean, they live in the city they play in during season.
Right.
But in the offseason, they live somewhere else a lot of times. So, yeah, everybody chill out. It's not that big of a deal.
So they're making a deal about all of this stuff. Then Fagan catches up with Chris Paul, and he says, essentially, I'm going to be back in Houston. I'm loving it. I'm happy. It's all going to be good. Okay. Well, here's the thing. I'm tired of all of the coach speak because he's like, I never once asked to be traded. I never once demanded out. I didn't do all that. But you know what did happen, Barry? Pretty sure he got word that Daryl was shopping his ass around, and so he got a little irked about it. These are the things when you read between the lines with the way people comment, you get more out of it than if they actually unless they actually told you.
Well,
because essentially he was saying, and both sides of the story are going to do this. They're not going to give you no one's ever going to give you the true story. But look, everybody knew, and when you hear it from six different reports and accounts from talking to different teams, there were names being thrown out there. Daryl said anybody other than Harden was out there at one point anyway. So it just, those are the kind of things that happen.
Yeah. I think there's, the truth is somewhere in the middle.
That's what I've been saying, yeah.
I think that, you know, there's Chris Paul can say what he wants to say, but he's trying to probably toe the company line. And let's be honest, if you're a Rockets fan, are you excited that he's guaranteeing he'll be back?
No.
Bro, you can go if you want to go. It's okay.
Now he's gone vegan.
What?
And he's doing,
he's
speaking
be Tom
about,
Brady
he's
now?
Been vegan for 13 days. He's promoting this new vegan burger that he loves. You don't think that's because he's a little worried that he has slowed down and he's thinking if he does this, maybe he can regain something so it doesn't get away from him and he just completely falls off a cliff ability-wise? Because there's plenty of people, like you said, that were hoping that he would get traded or moved because they saw what we all saw late in the season when he wasn't even close to the old Chris Paul.
I still think he has something left in the tank, but it's just not a lot. It's one of those things where in doses he can help. But the way that the style of offense that it looks like they're going to run with James Harden, I don't know if you need a Chris Paul anymore.
Because he controls the ball so much.
Well, yeah. I mean, if he's the pivot for that offense, what do you need Chris Paul for?
If it's not going to change systematically and everybody's going to get more touches like the guys wanted, then you're right. Then the point guard becomes an obsolete position based on the offense they're running. But the other thing is, with all this Jimmy Butler talk, is people just don't get it when it comes down to the actual numbers, the cap, and what needs to be done. You're never going to generate enough money to go out and get him outright. So what you have to do is a sign and trade. And when you're looking at sign and trades, you're essentially going to have to give up everybody but Chris and James to get him. And then you're really going to have your work cut out for you to try and create a roster. You think the Lakers have a hard time? I told you that Bim a Thug on Twitter, David Wiener, he's just a genius with the numbers. He's like my unofficial cap guy, capologist. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, it would be a huge undertaking to with the sign and trade to make all the numbers work, and you would have to basically gut almost your whole roster.
Well, I was going to say, what it does is it puts them in the position they were in to start last season, where they've got a few key guys and garbage on the bench. And now Daryl Morey's got his work cut out for him again to try to put together something, and like you said, all year, and get lucky in the buyout market. That seems a little far-fetched to me, unless it involves them signing, doing a sign and trade with Jimmy Butler that involves Chris Paul and moving that money.
Plus, here's the other thing. You have to get teams that want to help you. Because if you can't sign them outright, then if you're Philly, you got to, one, be okay with the fact that you're not going to re-sign them and it's not going to work out. But then, two, go, well, then what I really want to do is I want to make sure I find a way to get them to Houston. And then what do you get in return? Because unless you're getting some things in return that make you better or help you, why would you do that? Just let him walk.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. Unless you can get something back for him, then freeing up that money isn't the worst thing in the world. So
it'll be interesting. Like I said, free agency around the corner now. Everybody has until Saturday. I don't forget what time it is. If it's a player option, you have until Saturday to basically declare whether you're going to opt in.
Well, we know Kawhi opted out.
Kevin Durant
is opted out.
Is one of the big ones. He still has to make a decision on a player option.
But Kawhi opted out, but he's still the Toronto is still the front runner right now to get him.
Right, even though two billboards have gone up in L.A. recruiting Kawhi. Need I remind you, Houston, how that went when that dude did all those billboards to get LeBron here?
That doesn't work.
It doesn't.
Why do people think putting up a billboard is going to entice a player who's making a multi-million-dollar decision? Oh, well, hell, someone spent $500 on a billboard. I guess I'm backed into a corner now. I got to go to that city. If that were the case, that would be literally what NBA recruiting was. Who could get the billboard up the fastest? It's the stupidest thing.
And then the Clippers, of course, because of tampering and everything, like, well, no, wait a minute. We didn't know anything about this. We don't have any idea that this was going on. Well, you're saying what you're supposed to say. But, look, everybody knows. And we know that. It's all part of the lies and the smoke screens that go around this time of the year. That's why I just wish after the draft and everything like that, just let's start the new season. Let's not have to hide with different hats where the guy's actually going in the draft. And let's just get the new year started.
I am with you. It doesn't make sense. That is the dumbest thing I didn't recall that in the past drafts, but until I saw it again, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. NBA is so stupid about this with the hats and the draft and everything.
And now you know what tonight is.
Super easy fix. What is tonight?
Tonight is the NBA Awards show.
Oh.
So we finally
find out. Can't wait to not watch this.
Who the MVP is. Is the city going to forgive and forget everything that's been going on with the Rockets if James Harden wins his second consecutive MVP?
What are the odds? Wait, wrong show. What are the odds James Harden wins?
I think that, you know what, as much as I thought, and I'm still adamant that he deserves it, I think it's about a 20% chance he wins it.
Really? 80% that it's Giannis?
Yeah, even the guys that have votes that voted for Harden said, I voted for Harden, but he's not going to win.
Yeah. NBA's like that. Oh, it's not his year. He already won it. Give it to somebody else.
Underdog, small market, big story.
If they gave the MVP to the person that deserved it, it would just be LeBron every year.
And when he's hurt, then just, you know, yeah. Kevin Durant or somebody yeah. else. But, yeah, that's the thing. So the show that Shaq is hosting tonight, if you're interested.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting.
All the awards are going to be given out. Obviously, Houston is most concerned with the Giannis-James Harden debate for MVP. But Rookie of the Year, Coach of the Year, all these other things, they'll be given out tonight. And, by the way, most people thought that was like 2 months ago.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the NBA Awards. You're one of the MVPs. Giannis
That was my Shaq.
It's not bad. It had moments.
I just feel like he can't say Giannis Antetokounmpo. He just said,
Ernie, I don't know. He won it.
Well, but as we talked about, most people are afraid to say it. They all just call him the freak.
I don't know why I make Shaq breathe heavy like he's out of shape.
Tim Legler's one of those guys. Even if he opens a segment talking about this, he immediately goes to the freak.
Yeah, he doesn't.
They're not going to say Antetokounmpo at all. So, all right, we've got some NBA talk out of the way again. If you're interested, that show tonight. Astros off tonight, so you got something to watch. If you need something, it's there for you. And we're here for you till 4:00. Blitz will take you till 7:00, all at the same location. It's Twin Peaks. It's I-10 and Kirkwood. You can stop by and hang out with us, and then AJ and Fred's out one more day. John Granato will be double dipping and
be
here tonight.
Show.
Yep. So those guys will have some fun.
Hey, you know what else is fun?
Tell me.
Getting money back when you buy stuff. That's what's fun. And you can do that through the Get Upside app. Put it on your phone right now. If you're driving, pull over. Pull your car over right now. Download this app. It literally, I did it. The first time I downloaded Get Upside, I was sitting at the pump at a gas station. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to try this. I'm going to see if this is legitimate and if this works. And, yes, I can validate. Get Upside is legitimate and Get Upside works. And there's no catch, no fees, no hidden anything going on here. You just get cash back for stuff you're paying for, like gas, like food. You're probably already filled up for the week, but if you didn't, hey, before you leave work, put the app on your phone and make sure you put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, because that will get you extra cash back on your first fill up through the app, and it's so easy to use. There's a little map there, and you just go, hey, find me all the deals in my area, and then it shows you, and you go, oop, I want that deal. You drive to the gas station, you fill up, pay with a debit or credit card, upload your receipt, boom, 24 to 48 hours, you get cash back into your account. And I love it. Jake Asman said he got like $4 back on his first fill up. I've had listeners tell me they're getting $25 back in their first 3 weeks of using the app. Clarence got $5 in 2 times. So don't leave money at the pump. Don't leave it at the table, man. I want you to get this cash back. And it's not just cash. Yes, you can get cash. But they have gift cards. Like if you want to get AMC and go to the movies, you want to get an Amazon gift card and order something, it's all there for you as options in the Get Upside app. I love it. I love it for the cash, but I love it because it's so simple, so easy, and there's no catch. So do yourself a favor. Download Get Upside right now. Put it on your phone. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later. Because you're the last of a dying breed.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go, rolling through hour number two of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Joel, Tyler, Jordan, a cast of thousands from the station here hanging out. Nick back at the station keeping us on the air. Everybody having a good time on a Monday, hopefully, as summer is officially here. And we roll through. But I'll tell you what, traffic is a whole lot different with school out.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It is nice.
I don't mind it at all.
Yeah, so that's nicer. Normally it takes me a hell of a lot longer to get over here.
I don't get a lot of traffic anyways when I leave the house.
Well, because you get up at 11.
All right. I leave between 11:45 and noon.
Close. I'll give you 45 minutes.
I leave. I mean, you're right. No, I get up at 11. You nailed it.
Okay.
I don't leave until 11:45 or noon, and there's, like, no traffic. The only time there's really traffic is right there at the Galleria where all the construction is
right,
going on.
But right.
Outside of that, I get pretty lucky. Somebody had texted us, a couple texts to get through.
Okay.
And then I want to discuss this, the 20 qualities of a good man, according to women.
Okay.
All right.
Who are these women?
They were 1,000 women polled by Princeton University.
No, so they're smarties.
See, I read my articles.
So they're smarties.
They're smarties.
They're probably not.
No, the people doing the polls were smart.
Oh, okay.
The women,
well, you know, some women do polls and smart.
Okay. Hey, guys, sorry I joined late. A healthy Astros lineup when everybody's back. Would you part ways with Whitley and Tucker for Max Scherzer to go with Verlander and Cole? Not going to happen. GM, I think Mike Rizzo.
Yeah.
The Nats sure. Came out and said that they're not trading Scherzer, so it's just not going to happen. Of course you would. I think anybody would, but that's just not going to happen. So you can mark that name off of your trade list.
At least it would get the bat out of his hands.
Yeah.
After he broke his nose trying to bunt last week.
Hey, do you guys think that Carmelo would want to join Houston? Just kidding. That was a text.
Banned. Blocked. That's enough of that. See, Jordan did a photo shoot in Paris.
Titan Hugo, I don't think, huh?
Jordan Michael did a photo shoot in Paris for some big deal for Jordan Brand, and they had Westbrook and Kemba, and you know a lot of the Brand Jordan athletes.
No Chris Paul, huh?
No Chris Paul. But you know who was standing next to MJ?
Who?
Carmelo.
Oh.
Why?
Because he
didn't even play last year.
Yeah, he's a Brand Jordan guy, though.
He was when he played. Brand Jordan at the freaking Lifetime Fitness shouldn't qualify.
That's true.
Just saying.
Titan Hugo said, hey, speaking of what are the odds, wrong show, Titan Hugo.
Yeah.
I heard James Harden out of the country. What are the odds if, a big if, Harden wins MVP, Chris Paul accepts the award in his honor? 0.000.
Correct.
Accepting an award on behalf of James. Thank you. I didn't think you won it, but anyways.
Shaq will do it. I don't know why I made Shaq Gilbert at the end.
That was close. Yeah.
Threw in it anyways.
Yeah, you went anyways with the Shaq voice. So that's in L.A. this week.
Anyways,
I mean, this time I think they're alternating. Last year it was in New York. This year they're having the award ceremony in L.A., I think.
So do they just go back and forth between the two?
I think so.
Why don't they just go to every NBA city and do it?
I think great idea, cool. Like they do for the draft, for football, or even for basketball now. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah,
get on that,
fun.
Barry. If you knew someone with NBA connections, I'd get that out.
I don't know. I don't know a single person.
Mm-mm. Me either.
That has NBA connections.
None.
Not a one. And nothing comes to mind. Okay, so the 20 qualities of a good man. No peeking.
I'm not. I just saw that it's Maxim.
I saw you. Yeah, it's Maxim magazine.
Okay.
1,000 women conducted, 1,000 women surveyed. The survey was conducted by Princeton and Best Life Online. The surveys revealed that most women want the man in their life to be faithful, dependable, a good listener, and have a sense of humor and style. So that's the overall. If you want to be the perfect man, faithful, you're out.
Nope, I'm in.
Faithful, dependable, Nick's out.
I'm in, Nick's out.
A good listener, I'm out.
I am, but I hate doing it, but I do it. I've learned you have to.
Sense of humor, you're out.
Ooh, completely. I'm almost comedian status.
And style.
Big
you're
time.
Out.
No,
you're out.
No.
You're
there's
totally
a difference
out.
Between style and over-the-top freaking.
What? I'll give you time to think of something. Go ahead.
manscaping, grooming. I don't
style. Manscaping has nothing to do with style.
What you gave yourself the title?
What
of? What are you, overly vain?
I'm just vain.
Okay,
not overly vain. I'm just vain.
All right, one or the other.
Yeah. So that's the now. It says meanwhile, 13% of the women in the study said that being muscular is important for physical attractiveness. Sorry, Nick. Those 13% are out for you. A whopping 66% said that a man's moral integrity will make me quiver.
Oh,
that was the quote.
Stop.
Moral integrity will make a woman quiver. That's the facts. I would like to ask some of these ladies if that's true around here.
Yeah.
I don't believe that to be the case.
Rocket does that. So, not moral. The rabbit. Whatever. Yeah.
So here are the 20 qualities women are actually looking for in a man. Character traits. Faithfulness, dependability,
okay.
Kindness,
yeah.
Moral integrity,
mm-hmm.
Fatherliness, which is defined as being patient and caring, and having the desire to be a father. So I
out.
Was okay
you're
until,
out.
Yeah, my character traits now, because I'm faithful. I don't cheat.
Right.
I've never cheated. Dependability, I can be counted on, especially in times of like a crisis or whatever. Kindness, I feel like I'm, okay, maybe I'm... Maybe I'm out on kindness. Moral integrity.
Notice I didn't look at you on
moral
that.
Integrity, I have a good moral compass, but fatherliness, I'm out. All right, personality traits.
Mm-hmm.
Sense of humor, intelligence. Sorry, Joel, mm-hmm. You're out on this one. Mm-hmm. Passion, confidence, and generosity. Yeah, you checked all those boxes except intelligence.
Thanks.
That sucks. I gave you sense of humor.
I know.
You're not taking that?
Well, no, you're the comedian. If you're giving it to me, I have to take that.
So that was the personality traits. The practical skills, listening, romancing.
You're out.
Is that a skill?
I meant for the first one, not the second one. If you took it that way, then maybe there's something that you're not telling them.
Being good in bed.
Well, then you're really out.
We're all out. Yeah. Cooking and cleaning. I'm good at that.
Which one?
Cooking and cleaning.
Both?
Yeah.
Really? Well, you got that damn vacuum vent in every room. You don't have to do much.
And earning potential. I'm out. That was the practical skills. Listening, romancing, being good in bed, cooking and cleaning, and earning potential. And then the physical attributes.
Mm-hmm.
Sense of style. Handsomeness. Nick's out. Height. Muscular build and fitness. Boy, I don't check any of those boxes. Sense of style is it. Not handsome, I'm not tall, I'm not muscular, and I'm not fitness.
I think we're done with this segment.
What?
I think we're done with this segment.
None of those described any of us on this show.
We're good.
We're awful.
Oh, the days of yesteryear.
Right?
They're all behind us.
Right?
Except for Nick. Nick, you've got some ground to make
Nick,
up.
Nick, buddy,
got time.
We're counting on you, man. You need to, hold up your end of the bargain,
yep.
Man.
No doubt about it. All right, with that being said, we've got half of the show in the books. That means still half to go. Second half is coming up around the corner and plenty more to get to. Don't go anywhere. It is the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. There's an evil feeling in our brains, but it's nothing
new. You know what drives us to say. Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go, the big show. That's why we call it The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. And we like to give back to you, the suspects, because we appreciate your loyalty to us. Therefore, it is the time that we do a little giveaway. It's this Saturday, June the 29th. Lions Only Promotions is presenting hometown hero Jermall Charlo, defending his world title against middleweight contender Brandon Adams. ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and a guest to see the big match. Caller number 12, 713-780-3776, wins a pair of tickets to see the action this Saturday, June 29th, NRG Arena. Again, caller 12, 713-780-3776. And if you don't win the tickets, you can still get them. Ticketmaster.com. Gal Media.com. Make sure you can pick up the tickets by Friday at 5 p.m. at the Gal Media offices in the Galleria. Just want to give you a heads up. And don't win them if you can't use them.
Yeah, hey, just a reminder, Twin Peaks celebrating Summer Bikini Week. They're having their Summer Bikini Party all week, 21st to the 26th. Not just here, any of the Twin Peaks locations.
Six locations.
Yeah. They got the neon bikinis, the drink specials, all the partying you can handle. They're going to have the CONCACAF Gold Cup games on tonight. They've got World Cup on right now, Canada and Sweden. Nobody has scored. Surprise, no one scored in a soccer game. What? But no, get out of here. We're having a good time. And
that dude shouldn't be in. What?
Huh?
That dude shouldn't be.
Oh, what? No.
Okay.
You.
Sorry.
That was all Joel.
No,
Blank.
I was talking about the guy just Joel walked in for a late lunch.
Joel Blank pointed
I don't know what
that
you're
out.
Talking about.
I'm not doing that. Okay.
Yep.
The Ayesha Curry, Steph Curry thing is getting out of hand. They're starting to get annoying.
Well, and with it, they're getting people to say some more mean things on social media, too.
Well, yeah. Well, people are mean. I mean, let's
just
be real.
They are ripping her apart.
People are mean, but she was asked, she admits she sends Steph Curry spicy photos to keep things fresh while he's on the road. Okay. Now, she said he won't delete them off his phone, and she's worried it's going to get hacked. Now, I'm no genius.
No, but you're the smart one, remember, in the survey.
Oh, that's very true. Mm-hmm. But if I was sending nudes, I wouldn't alert the whole world that if they were looking for said nudes, they were on my spouse's phone. If you were going to, like, pinpoint your hackery, it would be that phone. You're just basically alerting everybody.
You're asking for it.
It's really dumb. Plus, I mean.
I'm going to be like you. I'm not going there. I'm not getting into all that.
I mean, if that's your wife, hey, I'm sure that's good.
They just had, their third kid?
See?
I'm just saying. They got three kids. They're happy.
See? Well, they're doing it.
Yeah.
He ain't turned off.
No.
If they're having their third kid, he certainly hasn't lost the fire.
She likes to cook. She's doing all these cooking shows.
Is that a fat joke? I don't know.
No, I'm just saying.
I feel like that was a fat joke.
The burner's always on.
I feel like
it's hot in the kitchen. Do you see the weird thing, too,
I don't
too
know.
Is,
can I be honest? Can I be real, real honest with you?
Sure. Why would you start now?
Just me and you talking.
Right.
No one else.
Nope.
I don't know how it would feel if my wife sent me nudes. It would be kind of weird for me.
Okay.
I mean, not because I've never seen her nude, but it's like I see her nude all the time. I don't need a picture.
Yeah, for some people it's a thing. Like
that's
just something like that they do. And then for other people, you're right. It's like
But I don't understand the fascination with having to send a nude when it's basically she's trying too hard is what it is, right? Like, she's, like, worried she's going to lose her man. We already know that she was upset about the groupies, and no men show her any love, and she doesn't have groupies. So she's obviously either super, what's the word?
Insecure?
Yes, super insecure, or has low self-esteem, or both. So she's sending nudes thinking that's going to do it. But if I've seen you naked 1,000 times, I don't need you to send me a nude. You know when nudes are fun and when you've never seen the person nude before? That's when nudes are like, yeah, this is badass.
Right. Or, like, but if someone travels a lot and you're like, babe, when you get home, I can't wait, and I picked this outfit out for you and stuff like that, you know, it could fire you up a little bit, but I hear what you're saying.
Would it? I don't think it would for me. I'd be like, yeah, I've seen that.
But what I'm saying is not nude. But like with a certain outfit on,
like
when you get home, then blah, blah, blah.
Like a naughty maid costume?
Sure, whatever.
I think I'd be more excited. I'd be like, oh, you're going to clean? Oh, yes.
You get the week off, Barry.
You're going to clean the house? Oh, hell yeah, daddy likey. Send some more. Send me some snaps of the mop and the dustpan.
You talk about a couple trying to capitalize on their recent popularity and success. Mm-hmm. Did you see last night? After the Walendez show, I think it was wall-to-wall Curry's. It was Holy Moly, which is Steph Curry's...
Which looks really stupid.
Produced, yeah, I couldn't even watch it. I turned it off.
It's like...
It's like glorified... It's like mini golf on steroids.
What was that show, Wipeout? It's like Wipeout and Putt-Putt.
No, it's...
That's what it
it's,
is.
I'll tell you this, though. American Ninja Warrior. Because the crazy thing was that they paired two golfers up that swear that they are... Like expert mini golfers, right?
Okay.
So the first one is this kid that looks like he just got off a surfboard wearing a unicorn outfit that says he's in construction from California, but he's a world champion putt-putt golfer against an Asian lady who's a teacher who's trying to impress her son who's a junior golfer. They do this, you know, like the windmill shot.
Yep.
So it's a double windmill shot, but this windmill is huge, all right? And then after you hit the ball, you now have to get through
the
opening with the windmill. This lady got blindsided and knocked right off the hole into like some tulips, got up. I mean, it crushed her the first time. She gets through the first one. She's got to do it for the second one. It like got her head stuck between the windmill propeller and boom, opening. And her head slapped off the sideboard and everything. And you're going,
it was pretty physical. Maybe I do need to watch this. But if people are actually getting hurt, was there any broken bones or anything?
Not that they said, but I'm just telling you, on the replays, it was no
joke.
Yeah, how violent the crashes
were. That's why I likened it to Wipeout, because you said American Ninja Warrior. In Wipeout, they were trying to hurt you. American Ninja Warrior is just, let's be real. It's like grown people's jungle gym, right? Like, remember the monkey bars and all that stuff?
Right.
That's all it is. It's grown folks' playground.
I saw the first two
holes. But Wipeout was like you would do stuff and they would intentionally try to hurt you. And that's why.
This is kind of like where the humor, I think they find. They have Rob Riggle on there, but I think the
humor. Is he funny on it?
He's okay. But I mean.
Over the top.
But Tyler says he's funny. He was okay. I mean, I thought Rob Riggle's a funny guy normally.
He's funny. I just don't know on that if he would be funny.
But remember when they had, like, at the old amusement parks, the big slide? It was, like, light blue. It was massive.
Yeah,
and you took, like, a potato sack or whatever like that.
Humps.
They had one of those.
Lovely lady.
And people had to run from the bottom to the top, but it was all covered in, like, grease.
Oh.
These people are, like, face planting with their foreheads pounding off the slide.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I'm gonna have
there's
to watch
some
this.
Serious injury going on.
I'm into people getting hurt. That's I'm into that.
So he's the executive producer, and he's all over it. He shows up
he does?
Throughout the show. Yeah, in his little golf cart and, you know.
By the way, not to get off track, but I tweeted this. What is the fascination
with
white people on golf carts?
You got them in your neighborhood?
Yes.
We don't?
Why do white people just drive around in a golf? You have a car. Why are you riding around in a golf cart? You know what most people told me on Twitter? So I can go to the liquor store. I have a car to do that.
Saves gas.
I don't know. Are you kidding me? If you have to get a golf cart to save gas, your priorities are all messed up.
I told you last year, we don't have them in our neighborhood. But last year, some guy bought one and took the governors off of it and was riding it on our running track.
Did he flip it?
He was riding it on our running trail.
That's weird.
And I came around the corner one day, and here he is with his kids going about 40 in a golf cart. I'm like, he does that to me again. I'll clothesline his ass right in front of his own kids.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, white people love them some golf carts in the neighborhood. In my neighborhood, they're all over.
Really?
All over, yes. And they do nothing. They just
customize
drive
them. Rims
yes.
and radios. And
they got rims, speakers, radios, coolers, their custom paint jobs. I'm just like, I don't understand this. And they don't do anything in them. They just circle the block. I could not
like
think of anything
more boring.
Like if you
live in a golf course community, they make the houses with a golf cart garage.
If you live on a golf course, I get why you own a golf cart.
Right.
We don't have a golf course in our neighborhood.
No, us either.
It's just, I don't get it. I'm like, wow.
But like the customizing part of it, a buddy that I knew here that moved to Arizona and lived on a course, it was, you can't just, at their course, you couldn't just have a cart. It had to have rims. It had to have a stereo system. It had to have some kind of electronic cool thing in it. It was like everybody's, like, who's, you know, what is bigger than the other competition is like, what's on your golf cart?
Really?
Yeah, it got to be a big thing.
Guess what I don't care about?
Big things?
No, what's on everybody else's golf cart? Right. Who cares? That's just dumb. I don't know.
I'm with you. And by the way, following Holy Moly, your girl Aisha Curry had some team cooking show. So they're trying to cash in big time.
Okay.
With the Curry's trying to make.
I ain't going
to
knock the hustle. No. Look, Tracy Cowley responded on sending nudes.
Yeah.
She said, when hubby travels, it's a necessity. Keeps it spicy. Keep in mind my hubby is around sausage a lot in his line of business. So seeing my muffins makes him happy.
Speaking of Tracy and Twin Peaks, I want to tell you about the good folks here at Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks is your eats, drinks, and scenic views location. It's everything and anything you need on a well-rounded experience outside the house when you want to watch some sports and hang out. We're doing it today here at I-10 in Kirkwood. You could be doing it any day, as any of the six Houston area locations for Twin Peaks has tons of screens, all of the packages, so that you can see all of the sports that you want to see. We were talking about the Women's World Cup. We were talking about the CONCACAF Gold Cup for the men in soccer, Astros baseball during the week. We told you that the beautiful Twin Peaks girls are all over the place. It's Neon Bikini Week, so they are dressed accordingly, you might want to say, and you can check them out as well. But it's made from scratch food that's absolutely fantastic. Barry was telling you about some of the dishes that are here. The beer right now is currently at 27.3 degrees, so it's ice cold. And, of course, you can see all the TVs, all the sports, and hang out with all your friends in one convenient location. Check it out. It's one of six locations in the Houston area, and all are going to take care of you the exact same way. It's eats, it's drinks, it's scenic views. It's got to be Twin Peaks.
Never did I know I could get this low. I could get this low for you.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 road show. Live from Twin Peaks on I-10 in Kirkwood, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're rolling through hour number two, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, coming to you live from Twin Peaks, I-10 and Kirkwood location. If you're in the area, stop on by. We're broadcasting till 4. Blitz will take you home till 7. It'll be AJ with John Granato filling in for Fred, as Fred, I believe, is back tomorrow. So Fred finally back after the World.
I thought his last day out was the 25th. He's back tomorrow. Okay. Yeah. I guess I read the email wrong.
At least you finally read
I didn't
read
the email.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They don't even put my vacation
in. Yeah, why
in
start
there?
Now? Well, yeah. They didn't last week, and then they realized that was out, and they put it in this week.
What, yours?
Yeah.
I'm out also, and they still didn't put it in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. You got to talk to around here.
That's why everybody's putting out tweets today going, hey, looking forward to a strong week and more fun with the Usual Suspects. Well, week is a relative term. Yeah. And, you know.
Your last day is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you're not back until next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
If needed in a pinch, I could be back next Tuesday, but I didn't want to throw that out unless I had to.
Well, you just did.
I did.
Nah, so that I'd take your time off. You've earned it.
You see they got Stutes doing the whole thing on Friday for us.
Stutes is doing our show on Friday?
Just Stutes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I figured you'd.
So it's just going to be Stutes and Stutes?
No, Toots and Scoots.
Oh, so it's not Nick and Stu. It's not Toots
I think,
and Stoots.
I think that Nick can double
Nick,
barrel
are
it.
You doing the show with Cody?
No, I don't think so.
You're just producing the show?
I believe so.
What a world
yeah,
we live
Nick,
in.
I think you need to take that thing over.
Yeah, Nick, I'm going to need you to keep our numbers up. We've been doing well.
Yeah.
At least every once in a while, just jump in and make fun of Cody. That's what the people are here for, the hate.
Or just grill him to death on 6'10".
Well, that's Barry's job. Barry loves to grill him on 6'10".
No, AJ did that, not me.
AJ did that for the whole show.
Yeah.
So we're back looking at everything that's been going on in the world of sports and other things. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. You can call that number, text that number, hit us on Twitter where it's at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and, of course, at the producer Nick.
Somebody had asked real quick about Clemson and PEDs and what's going on. I didn't see anything. The last report I saw was a month and a half, two months ago, maybe a little more, where there was a tight end and an offensive lineman that was appealing their PED suspension. Then those were upheld. But that's all I've seen. So if there's anything new out there, Nick, maybe you could find something. But I haven't seen anything that says otherwise. So
Yeah,
just to clear that up.
I haven't heard anything further either. So if you know something and need us to look up something, give us some more information and maybe we can look it up for you. But in the meantime, we'll roll on. Bleacher Report is put out, by the way, new odds on where Kevin Durant ends up next season. And the odds have changed. I thought for most of the season, if he didn't go back to Golden State, he's going to the Knicks. Now the odds are Nets at minus 125, Warriors at plus 200, Knicks plus 500, Clippers plus 800. So at least that tells you, because he has till Saturday to decide what he's going to do, if he's definitely opting out. Because if you've got four teams that are going to battle for your services you can't play.
And all of them will give you
top dollar. More than the 31 and a half you were due to make, you're opting out.
Yep.
So there you have that in case you're interested in that little
tidbit. Believe that? You think he's going to the Nets?
I think he'll consider it. I think he'll consider the Clippers. I think if Kawhi stays in Toronto, he may be one of those guys that's in no big hurry. And then when he sees where some of the dominoes fall, if Kawhi stays in Toronto, then it truly is his franchise in L.A. I really believe where he goes is going to be dependent upon him getting to be the man again because of the whole situation with whose team is it in Golden State.
Right.
So I think he could go to Brooklyn because Kyrie did such a bad job trying to handle a Celtics team that he said was his team. I think Kyrie's better off being Robin to Batman. I think he gets away with it there if he goes to Brooklyn. And if not, then I think Clippers without Kawhi and they add somebody else. Or, boy, the Knicks seem more and more like they're going to be the – everybody was saying that the Lakers are going to lose out. Looks like the Knicks are going to be the ones that are going to lose out.
Do you think – I mean, it doesn't look like they're going to get anybody.
That's what I mean.
Everybody was like Durant and then maybe Kawhi and –
Kyrie.
Yeah, I wonder why. What's going on? Is there something behind the scenes maybe that's occurring?
We talked about it last week. We talked about
it last
week.
Or is it just the New York media?
No, and they got fined $50,000 today for the story we talked about last week, which was James Dolan having his own private axe to grind with media outlets and banning them from being at the R.J. Barrett press conference. He got fined $50,000. The league has stepped in. The Players Association stepped in. Everybody's stepping in saying you can't do those things. I think for as much as everybody has talked about how just completely out of whack the Lakers front office is, it's starting to look like Dolan at the top of the Knicks organization is a huge red flag for a lot of folks. So I would say that's what it's about, and the fact they have no players.
Yeah. I wonder how much, though, the media plays into that. If you're looking at L.A., New York, and all that, it's like, do I really want to go and be under the spotlight and the scrutiny of the New York media? I mean, if I'm looking at Toronto and how much love I got there, and I'm beloved in Toronto by the press and everybody else, because I imagine that they're a lot more lenient than a New York press pool is. Why would I go? I mean, if I'm Kawhi, why would I go to New York or the Nets? I mean, it's still New York. It's Brooklyn. But why would I go to either of those if I could stay in Toronto and not have the pressure? It's same money, right? Actually, it'd be more money.
To stay in Toronto.
And
you know what he could do is he could do a short-term deal on the Supermax.
Yeah.
He could get a lot of money up front over the next 2-3 years and then still be in the prime of his career to go if he did want to eventually go back to L.A. or see,
now,
assuming those teams have money when he's free again.
He can't get a Supermax deal because he didn't get the – what is it? You have to get, like,
he got all NBA
or whatever? Get the Supermax?
Doesn't matter. You got to be one of the first on one of the first three teams.
Oh, okay. I thought it was first team.
Yeah, and he's staying with the team that has the right to do it. So I think from that perspective, he's eligible for all that. So he could do a shorter term deal if he wanted to get all the money, and then, like I said, assuming that one of the LA teams had money when he became free again, he could still jump ship. But it's looking more and more like, as you mentioned earlier, he opted out, but is leaning more and more to staying and running it back. With that Raptors squad, which basically stays intact. So why wouldn't you? The East looks like it's going to possibly get weaker. And Philly, if they lose Jimmy Butler, Milwaukee loses Middleton. You know, there's a lot of teams that have to get creative around what the Raptors already have in place next year. So with the West getting more competitive with Anthony Davis and such, I think it's probably not a bad move if he goes back to Toronto, at least even if it's just short term.
Here's a this is from May 22nd, but if you're curious, because I'm sure our listeners are like, there's rules for a Supermax? I thought everybody could get a Supermax, because a lot of people don't know that.
Okay.
Here are some of the qualifications that a player must meet to get a Supermax. The length of the Supermax deal depends on the player's years of NBA experience. A qualified player who has completed 7 or 8 years of service and has 2 years left on his contract is eligible for a 4-year Supermax.
Same 7 or 8 years of service, but 1 year left on his contract is eligible for a 5-year Supermax, and a free agent who has completed 8 or 9 years is eligible for a 5-year Supermax. Now, to qualify for that, a player must meet the following one of the following three criteria. They have to be named to an All-NBA team in the most recent season or both seasons before it, or be named NBA Defensive Player of the Year in the most recent season or both seasons before it, or be named NBA MVP in any of the three previous seasons. So it says, which players have received Supermax contracts? Curry, Harden, Westbrook, and John Wall. Who could receive a Supermax contract this summer? Giannis, Dame Lillard, and Kemba Walker. It's amazing to me that Kemba Walker qualifies for a Supermax contract.
Because he made third-team All-NBA, and Klay didn't, which is why Klay is not eligible. That's just nuts.
Now, could Klay sign a 1-year deal, make All-NBA next year, and then get a Supermax? Because that's what I would do. I wouldn't sign a long-term deal. I would go 1 year for the max, take that chance, and then get my Supermax. What?
You're going to be All-NBA next year when you miss at least half the season with a torn ACL?
Well, I'm just saying in general. Okay. Players. Yeah. I don't think you're right. I mean, obviously that. But, like, because I'm thinking if Kawhi didn't qualify, or some of these guys that have had injuries or down years or were out for most of the year that didn't qualify and they're free agents, I'd sign that 1-year deal and then run it back again the next year.
I don't think it's a bad idea, but you're talking in that specific case, especially with the Warriors, you're talking about where we always say it's a business. There are no loyalties in professional sports. Well, guess what? There's a guy that's relying on loyalties and a whole lot of heart from the Warriors because of the fact that he's going to miss at least half the season with that torn ACL. Durant's going to miss the whole season. So whoever goes out and gives him all the money is probably going to have a redshirt year where they pay him, but he ain't going to play. That's going to make it real interesting. It's crazy because if you go back a month ago and think about where we were in free agency, we were talking about Durant, thinking about the Knicks, if not the Warriors, Kawhi, all these different – and Klay could possibly leave to go to the Lakers if he leaves, and all these different scenarios. Think about it. Less than 30 days later, it's all upside down because now you're talking about guys that got hurt. You're talking about guys that are said they're staying. Just all kinds of different scenarios are already painting a picture where it's going to be a wild and crazy free agency recruiting period starting on Saturday night.
Yes, it is.
So there's a lot there to get to if you guys want to talk any more hoops. Astros off today, open up a series with the Pirates starting tomorrow night at Minute Maid, so consider that as well. And we've got lots of other things. This NFL thing, they've come to a conclusion to finally settle the challenge pass interference rule for next season in the NFL.
They had already decided.
No, they tweaked it even more. Here's the thing. I'm not sure how this is all going to I think this thing could end up ending very bad.
Okay.
So we can talk about that and a lot more. We've got two in the books, 1 hour still to go. It's the final 60 minutes of the show. It's coming up next. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do